This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Vice President Al Gore today is expected to endorse Howard Dean for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination. The former Vermont governor already is doing well in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, according to a new poll from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Yesterday, before news of Gore's decision to endorse Dean, NPR's Juan Williams discussed the poll with the center's director, Andy Kohut.
While most Americans have yet to focus on the presidential race, it is center stage in these three states. In fact, 74% of Iowa voters and 55% of New Hampshire voters say they have received at least one phone call from one of the campaigns. The contest in these early states come in rapid succession. Iowa and New Hampshire are next month, and South Carolina's primary is the first week of February. Andy Kohut says the shape of the race is now coming into view.
Dean dominates the left side of the political spectrum among Democrats in Iowa and New Hampshire. Now, Dick Gephardt, on the other hand, in Iowa in particular, has stronger backing among less affluent, more conservative people. So he has his own constituency pitted against the liberal, affluent wing of the party.
So who's the second choice of these Democrats in the early primary states?
Well, in Iowa, it's clearly Gephardt. But if you base the standings only among people who support the candidate strongly, it's even closer. I mean, Gephardt is tied with Dean. In New Hampshire, it's a two-person race. It's Dean and Kerry, with Dean having a pretty good lead.
One of the interesting things about your poll is that among Dean supporters, and Dean being a strong opponent of President Bush's policy in Iraq, there's really a division of opinion as to whether or not the U.S. should stay in Iraq.
Yeah, all of the supporters and likely voters on the Democratic side think it was the wrong decision. But when we ask, where do we go from here? Majorities in Iowa and New Hampshire say, well, we should keep the troops there till Iraq becomes a stable country. Even 50% of the Dean supporters. But still, you don't have strong support for a cut-and-run strategy, even though there's disaffection with this decision.
Well, how does that make sense if you have literally 50% of the Dean supporters disagreeing with the candidate?
Well, I guess they're not picking him on the basis of one stand on the issues. They like his opposition to the war. Many of them say the Democrats didn't stand up strongly enough to President Bush back in November of 2002. But there's a good deal of thinking among Democrats that pulling out at this point is not the right thing to do. Now, it's an even division on that question in South Carolina, but nonetheless, there's no consensus from the Democratic voters that we should leave Iraq.
And you're talking about Democratic voters, as we said, in these three early primary states, New Hampshire, Iowa, and South Carolina. How does it compare to how Democrats nationally feel about the issue?
Actually, Democrats nationally are a little more in favor of leaving Iraq, whereas in these early states, they lean to staying in until Iraq is a stable country.
Andy, what about Dean supporters on the issue of his electability? Obviously, that's a point that the other candidates are now using to challenge Dean, saying that they don't think he is the best Democrat to possibly defeat George W. Bush.
Well, that's also the point of view of the political class here in Washington, that Dean is not electable. But when we ask people in these states who's best able to beat Bush, Dean scores very highly in Iowa and New Hampshire, where he leads. And when we look at voters who say they want to vote strategically, that is for the candidate most likely to beat Bush, Dean has an advantage among these people. So if anything, seeing Dean as having the juice, as being a great campaigner and a great candidate, is an asset for him in these places.
Well, what about nationally? Democrats nationally are also thinking that Dean has a chance to beat George W. Bush?
Well, Democrats nationally don't have the advantage of 74% of the campaigns having given them a call, so they're not as much tied into these issues, and they have fewer opinions about specific issues like this.
Andy, the Washington Post has a new poll out indicating that there's not great support for the president's Medicare plan.
Only 30% in this ABC Washington Post survey said they approved of the new legislation.
30% Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody nationwide.
And when you break it down, there's a real partisan tilt to the results, even though partisan Republican and Democrats weren't mentioned in the question. 22% of the Democrats favor versus 49% of the Republicans. And among older voters who are always more concerned about health care, only 26% said they approved of the new changes, 47% disapproved.
Boy, that could be political dynamite.
It sure can. In New Hampshire, health care is the number one issue among Democratic primary voters.
Andy Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.